And just in case you want to squeeze in a movie in between parties this weekend, here's our weekly digest of what critics are saying about the new releases. Mark Jordan Ligon has Slate's summary judgment.
Well, as 2004 comes to a close and a new year begins, the film studios are hoping that one of your resolutions will be, darn it, I've got to see more movies this year, and especially on opening weekend. Well, here are your choices this week. First up, all you Hep cats get ready to swing as Kevin Spacey directs himself as legendary actor-singer Bobby Darin in Beyond the Sea. Kate Bosworth also stars as Darin's wife, Sandra Dee.
Your toupee's on crooked!
You're always doing that to me! You're trying to undermine me every time I go on stage like that! Tell me I got a pimple on my nose! Well, I'm
The nation's critics prove once again how divided this country is. They either really like Spacey's biopic or absolutely hate it. The LA Weekly promises a dazzling and fearless piece of showmanship, and The Hollywood Reporter shouts hugely entertaining. But the San Francisco Chronicle complains it's jaw-droppingly awful, and Newsday gives a review that would make even Mac the Knife whimper. It's a car wreck. You simply have to watch. There are so many things going so terribly, terribly wrong. Next up in limited release is a new film adaptation of William Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice. It stars Jeremy Irons, Joseph Fiennes, and Al Pacino as Shylock.
I do wonder, you wicked jailers, you are so fond to come abroad with him at his request.
I pray you hear me speak.
I'll have my bond. I will not hear you speak. I'll have my bond. Therefore, speak no more.
Most of the critics enjoyed this version, directed by Michael Radford, who also brought us Il Postino. The New York Times calls it an intelligent interpretation and a superb cast. Richard Roper of Ebert and Roper raves, one of the best adaptations of Shakespeare I've ever seen, and the New York Daily News thinks Pacino's performance is among his best. Many critics say the film does a good job of handling the play's troubling undercurrent of anti-Semitism. According to USA Today, given the story's focus on religion and the intolerance that still rages in today's world, The Merchant of Venice remains deeply meaningful. And we close with the corporate comedy In Good Company, about an older executive who has to deal with a very young man not only being his new boss, but also dating his daughter. Dennis Quaid, Topher Grace, and Scarlett Johansson star.
How old are you?
I'm 26 years old.
26? And you're my new boss?
I guess so. That's quite a kung fu grip you got there, Dan.
Well...
Writer-director Paul Weitz will most likely feel like toasting the film critics with champagne. Almost all applaud the script and the nice give-and-take between the elder Quaid and the fresh-faced Grace. Newsweek raves a smart, up-to-the-moment comedy. The LA Times says In Good Company is full of smart acting, expert writing, and directing. And Newsday claims Quaid and Grace are at the top of their games in a perfect comedy for this topsy-turvy age of bottom-lining and pup-eat-dog. Now, I know some of you are going to skip the wild parties tonight and go to the cinema, and if you do, please watch movies responsibly. And for goodness sakes, I implore all of you, don't critique and drive. Have a happy new year.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.